puta, mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night for you by us. Bro Talk is always on the march, main man, Jason. Welcome to the show. My last show as a 35-year-old. I'm going to be 36 next week. I don't know how I feel about that. That's, how do you feel about being 36?
Fabulous. I think it's amazing. I'm 36 years old. No kids. Great skin. Make a little bit of money.
That's different. So, because I have two kids, I feel like my 36 is actually like a smooth 42.
You got two kids, you got a minivan, and you got a dog. It's over for you. Like, you are an old man.
You got a minivan and a crossover. Like, I am wise.
Two cars, a little white picket fence in the front yard. Like, you.
Look, crossovers, you like, are just glorified station wagons now.
You like the people in the magazines. Like, that's the life you live in.
In the catalog.
But you know, can I just say something real quick? Mm-hmm. You know what I missed? This morning, I actually woke up and I listened to They're Not Like Us. I missed it. And like, I need Drake and Kendrick to argue some more. Like, I was like, okay, I'm over this. Stop talking about it on social media. But I think people are talking about it because they're like me and we want more. Like, I want y'all to keep going. Like, I'm not.
More than that. Because I'm going to try to get you to admit today at some point that, you know, it's over and there is a certain winner. But we'll see about that a little bit later. Ty is going to join us as well once he gets his life in order. Let us know that you're here in the comments. Hit us up. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I don't think the Twitter ones will pop up here, honestly. But still, it's just incite some conversation on the...
Yeah, if you guys are on the Twitter ones, like, send us a DM or whatever on the Bro Talk page. Like, send us a DM and we'll make sure we get your comments and stuff out there.
Okay. All right. And with that being said, let's get into the politics.
Politics as usual.
All right, politics for this week. We all know that there is one celebrity in this race, and his name is Donald Trump.
This week in Trump, this week in Trump. This week in Trump, this week in Trump.
Big shout out to my bro, Darren. Happy birthday, Jay. I'll be taking birthday messages all show long. If you'd like to just submit yours, I will put it on the screen and definitely prioritize it for viewership today. I feel like today is an important day to honor me.
Very Dexter of you. I like it.
After news of Trump complaining that none of the people who want to be vice president are showing enough support for him, it's become an all-out rat race to the bottom. People are showing up left and right now. Notable attendees to the courthouse in New York include Republican Senators J.D. Vance and Tommy Tuberville. Those sound like slaveholder names.
What?
J.D. Vance and Tommy Tuberville, definitely slave owners in a previous life. Hopefully they're not litigious. Former primary candidate Vivek rhymes with cake, Ramaswamy. And Congressman Byron Donalds, the one that looks like Dex, were all pictured down. Dex, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, you'll see in a second. These appearances highlight Trump's attempt to make New York his campaign stomping grounds amid his court attendance. But here's the kicker. Trump, who's under a gag order, has already violated it 10 times, as I told you last week. And the judge is threatening him with potential jail time if he continues to violate it again. So he's getting his newfound cronies, or crodies, as Kendrick would say, to do it for him. Here is Dex doppelganger, Byron Donalds, starting it off.
Been wrong here. Nothing that has been done poorly by President Trump. The only thing that's being done wrong is by this judge.
Garbage. That is the best proof that you have that if they're going to get him going or get him coming, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. This is a sham.
I was there to support a friend. Aside from the political implications of this trial, and we'll certainly get to that, I think this is a very depressing way to spend 5-6 weeks of your life when you know that you're innocent, as Donald Trump knows that he is. If I offered to come in and maybe, you know, just be a friendly face in the courtroom, and that's all I wanted to do, and
paid it. He tried to tap Trump on the shoulder. Trump said, "I'm gone. I don't care that you're here. I'm out of here." Dex, how'd you feel about Byron Donald's the comparison?
Thought he was great. Hair fully in tech. He has everything that I don't have. Fully in tech hair, access to Donald Trump, a shining beard. Like, yeah, I like him.
Political Dex, that's his name.
That's my name. But you know what's crazy though? They said, Darren is right, the matching suit. So it's like if you join the Donald Trump cult, you get that tie, you get the suit like that. It's like you're a tie.
He changed your dress code.
But I think it's funny that the judge is like, if you continue to violate this gag order, I'm going to throw you in jail. And then now it's like a week later, he did it 10 times. Like, what is it going to take for you to throw him in jail? Like, you're not going to do it.
I think he's saying next time you do it, do it again.
One more time.
Yeah, welcome to the show. How did you feel about the cronies going down to grovel in front of the man and kiss the ring?
I don't know the point of it, I guess. Like, why?
They be vice president, you know? They feel like they have
to. Is that what they're trying? Okay, I got it now. All right, it all makes sense. I was like, what are they going for? They're going for. I think they already have their position, so what are they going for? Like,
vice president.
They want to be vice president. Okay, well, that other one.
Tim Scott?
He's never going to be anything.
Which one?
Why is that?
Which one? The one that looked like Dex?
No, the other one.
The other one.
One who they're not going to give a vote to.
Okay. Well, we'll have more on that later. Yeah.
They're like, that's never going to happen.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, more on that. So with Trump, you know, he also did hit the actual campaign because he gets to do it on the weekend. So he did hold a little rally. He hit the road this past weekend and made his way to Wildwood, New Jersey, close to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Not too far away. Where he made headlines for likening migrants at the U.S. border to the fictional character Hannibal Lecter. Trump also referred to Hannibal as a wonderful man and recounted a scene from the movie where he talks about having a friend for dinner. Speaking of dinner, he also talked about Chris Christie.
Does anybody like Chris Christie? Good. You know, you can use almost any word, but you can't use the fat word. It's career ending. If you call somebody fat, it's career ending. We're all fat.
What?
What the hell is he talking about?
Maybe I should rename this episode. We're all fat. I feel like that would be an appropriate name. We're all fat. Dex, why did you gag? You didn't like the speaking of dinner. Oh, you're muted. Sorry, you're muted.
You said speaking of dinner, which was fat shaming, and then immediately went into a conversation about Chris Christie, and then this guy here, our future president, maybe.
First of all, not.
Maybe. Then goes into a tirade to talk about how fat this man is. Like, are we okay?
Look, I didn't say anything about Chris Christie being fat. I was just trying to parlay it into the conversation that Trump was having, okay?
Chris Christie being fat.
Speaking of Chris, he wasn't there at the VP summit in New York City at the courthouse. Looks like he's giving up on that one.
He knows.
He knows. One thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's be very clear, though. Donald Trump is not skinny. He's not
at all. He said we're all fat. He admitted it.
Okay, well, just know you in this boat with us too.
Us.
I'm in the same boat, but you're taking up more space.
You definitely take up more space than I am.
Let's do. What did the Trump say? What did the Trump say? All right, if you guys have never heard this segment, it's your first time watching, we do a segment where we try to guess the bumblings of Donald Trump because he is a fool who just sometimes spits out complete garbage and we don't actually know what he's saying. So this is a game that we play. We try to guess what he's saying.
Carry night by red.
That was a good one.
You got to play it again because what I think I heard, I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Carry night by red.
I'm not going to say it, but it's the R-A-P-E word is what I think you said.
Well, what was the first part?
carried it out or something like that. I don't know, but I know he said that word.
Okay.
Maybe he meant irate.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Tear it out by rip.
Tear it up, I rip.
Tear it up, I rip. It sounds like a rap song. Yeah. Like the chorus to a rap song. Tear it up, I rip.
Hey, does that sound I rip at the
be
end.
Behind it.
Tear it out by rip.
It's that third word. Terry
sounds like he's saying carried out my rape, but I don't think he would say that.
What sense is that?
Well, Joe Biden was trying to put out them terrors. Maybe that's what he's trying to talk about.
Okay. I'm getting warm, Ty. All right. You want one more guess or are we good to reveal it?
No, we're good.
Okay. Final guess is Dex, you said carried out by rapists. And Ty, you said
something about the tariffs.
The terrorist. Okay, here we go. The full sentence, as you'll see.
And as you know, I've come here from New York, where I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden. Carried out by that's right, all being done by him. Carried out by radical Democrat district attorney. You know who he is? Fat Alvin. What?
So he didn't say anything. He didn't say
anything. Started, then he stopped, he reset. He like no one heard him.
Carry up, Ari.
And he just did the same voice twice. Like it was a rehearsed line. That was weird. I don't know. It's like Dex, it's like when you're wrestling and you do a kick out, a 1-2 kick out, and then you go back and you go pin him again.
I made a mistake. And then he called him Fat Albert. Why is you do gotta change this show name to everybody? We're all fat.
Everybody's fat. Like, what did Fat Albert have to do with anything? My gosh.
Who is Fat Albert though? Like, whose nickname is that?
Alvin Bragg, I think that's who he's talking
about. Is he fatter than Trump?
No. Is anyone? Oh, I guess.
Chris Christie is. Chris Christie.
If we're going by 215. Yes.
Well, 215, yeah.
It's a different story. All right. Well, that was This Week in Trump. Glad that one's over. So, one of our presidential candidates has worms. The New York Times has revealed shocking details about RFK Jr.'s health in a 2012 divorce deposition. RFK Jr. disclosed that doctors had discovered a dark spot on his brain that was initially believed to be a tumor. However, further examination revealed something even more bizarre. A worm had crawled into his brain, eaten a portion of his brain, and then died.
Oh, well, that's clear. I don't know if it's right, though. That worm is definitely
more than they think. It was eaten.
For sure.
During the divorce deposition, Kennedy explained that he had been experiencing severe memory loss and mental fogginess, prompting a friend to suspect he had a brain tumor. And then brain scans initially confirmed this diagnosis, but a doctor later determined that the dark spot was actually a dead parasite, a worm. Experts believe the worm was a pork tapeworm larva condition known as neurocysticercosis.
Say that three
times. Neurocysticercosis. I actually, when I was writing down the script today, I put spaces so I couldn't pronounce this perfectly. I could do this thing 20 times in a row. According to experts, once the worm enters the brain, it becomes encased in hardened cells, essentially becoming a permanent fixture. So it will always be in his brain. But they say that he shouldn't be too much affected by it, besides the memory loss that he has already experienced.
Well, then he also said,
he has also suffered in the past from mercury poisoning from eating a lot of tuna fish, he suspects. And he has a few other health conditions that atrial fibrillation, hepatitis C, and spasmodic dysphonia. That's one I can't say. I didn't break that one down. But he also suffers from those conditions as well. He wrote a confident letter, I should say, on X, also known as Twitter, saying the following: I offer to eat 5 more brain worms and still beat President Trump and President Biden in a debate. I feel confident of the result, even with a 6-worm handicap.
I am praying, like literally, I will get on my knees tonight and pray that he makes it to the debate. Because do you know how entertaining it would be to have him on that debate stage?
Trump dragging it with the worms?
Like, and then that voice.
I cannot listen to a debate with him.
Yo, we're getting it. God's going to listen to my prayers and give me this. I deserve this. Boys, I think
the highest rated debate of all time.
That'll be a good debate.
Yeah, highest rated of all time.
And not like I'll watch highlight clips when y'all done watching it. There's no way I can watch that debate with that.
Three bumbling fools. The three most unhealthiest people in the United States vying for the presidency. Imagine that.
Because the other two, like, they're older, and people just consistently say
older. They are old, Dex.
Oh, I mean,
all of them. Older than all of them are old. All of them are old.
He's not old as 70s.
How old is who?
How old is that guy?
RFK?
Yeah.
He's not in his 70s.
In his 60s, I think. Yeah.
Right, but he has worms. So, like, ages you 10 years. So worms?
Why are you saying, like, he's a dog? He has worms?
Because like, they say, well, people get old, they say, you got worms. Like, what, like, older men, when they be, like, looking at these young girls, they be like, don't mess with him. He got worms.
He got worms.
He do. He really do got worms.
Worms have literally eaten his brain. He's still trying to go for president.
Imagine that. And you think you're unqualified.
Bar is so low, and it's not even funny.
Okay. You can do whatever you want. This man's running for president. Okay. Speaking of running for president, Vivek Ramaswamy, Vivek rhymes with cake, got a wake-up call when he invited the most racist woman in America, Ann Coulter, onto his podcast. Here's what happened.
And that's why I brought on today somebody who I think has some thoughtful perspectives on the future direction of our country, of our conservative movement, and on this question of nationalism and national identity, somebody who I've been fascinated by for a long time and have interacted with on social media, but for the first time we're having at least live form conversation in the offline sense of it. It's Ann Coulter. So Ann, thanks for coming on, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Me too. Thanks for having me. That was a fantastic opening monologue. I too am a fan of yours. I'm going to make a point of disagreeing with you so that it will be fun. You are so bright and articulate, and I guess I can call you articulate since you're not an American Black. Can't say that about them. That's derogatory. And that was a great opening segment. Lots of things to talk about there. Oh, and I agreed with many, many things you said during, in fact, probably more than most other candidates when you were running for president. But I still would not have voted for you because you're an Indian. We'll get back to that.
That woman.
Caitlyn Jenner is crazy. Like, that is insane that she would, like, really?
That's a woman. Like, you should have known. She's been racist for decades, okay?
But wasn't she sleeping with the guy from Good Times?
Uh-huh. She was sleeping with Denise D'Souza, too.
Yeah, so I'm like, let's calm that down, stupid.
She's gone. Yeah, she's a very sick woman. But that's what she had to say to Vivek.
Well, let me just say this, though.
How did he keep his face straight after that?
Because he was expecting it.
Because he was pissed.
At the end of the day, she didn't lie. You definitely can't call me articulate because I'm going to be mad. Like, don't call me that. I'm going to be really upset about it. And also, she ain't the only person that wouldn't have voted for him because he's Indian. Half of America wouldn't have voted for him because he's Indian. That's a fact.
That's what we were alluding to earlier, right? That's what you were talking about.
He had no chance of being president. It's hilarious doing that, actually.
Well, he wasn't dissuaded at all by Ann's opinion. He wrote on Twitter, Ann Coulter told me flat out to my face that she couldn't vote for me because you're an Indian, end quote. Even though she agreed with me more than most other candidates. I disagree with her, but respect she had the guts to speak her mind. It was a riveting hour. The Truth Podcast is back.
I don't want people in this
country must hurt.
Yeah, I don't want us to ever confuse having guts with being racist, because you're racist. Right. You're able to say things out loud to my face. That does not mean
you're talking about.
It means you are racist.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, that is crazy. Like, you're over here giving her like big props, you know, although you were racist, big props for saying it.
The nerve to say it to my face. Guess what? If these people don't like me because I'm Black, guess what they're gonna say to me to my face? That.
Exactly. And she didn't say it to you to your face. I mean, she said it over, you know.
You know, let me say this too, though. Like, Ann, we've seen this woman for like decades at this point. Mm-hmm. She don't look bad. And some of these women be looking like dog, you know. She doesn't look bad.
So, she still looks like a Dalmatian, but it is what it is.
She's a happy racist, so.
Well, living your truth.
Our children hate her. The nation hates her.
The nation, I love it.
Living your truth is good for your skin.
We'll see her in about 50 years.
He really said that right to his face, and he really came out there like a dummy.
You don't tweet about it when really, like, you could have said something to her right in that moment, and you didn't. That's why you wasn't getting my vote either.
That's why you wasn't going to win, because you're a punk.
Damn. All right, let's move to the scoop. Scoop. All right. In the name of beef, the Kendrick Lamar and Drake one is over, O-V-E-R, O-V-O-R, over, over. As we told you last week, there is a clear winner. Kendrick ended up with 3 diss tracks in the top 6 of the sales charts, the Hot 100, as well as being the song of the summer, and it is everywhere. Dex, are you ready to concede?
It just broke my heart a little bit.
That broke your heart a little bit?
Like, I feel like I got sadder and sadder as it went on. And the bigger and bigger and blacker the crowds got, I got sadder and sadder. Why are we doing this at a wedding? What are we doing?
Graduation, wedding, like party.
Literally, that's acrobat. All life. Like a sporting event, a graduation, a wedding. Like, what? A block party. Like, what are we doing?
So wild to me. So wild to me.
Drake better come out with that sub-brown out now.
And that's exactly what he wrote on Instagram. Good times, summer vibes up next. So it looks like he's moving on. He's conceding defeat. So many words. Not willing to go back and forth anymore.
I mean,
it can only be but so productive. Like, how many songs you guys gonna put out about each other?
That's maybe especially when you're losing the battle. Like, it's clear that
it becomes a love affair.
America has chosen a side, clearly. So it is what it is. You know, some point you just have to move on. Right? Yeah, you know.
But what I would not do though is put up a post like that. I would just not talk for a little bit and just
put it like that. You think this is too much?
This is like, truthfully, when you say this is conceding defeat, like, I would be like, no, it's not. But like, really, it is, because you need to do this.
He didn't have to, but he was kind of left up with no choice. You know what I'm saying?
He kind of said in his last track that he wasn't going back and
forth. People are screaming A minor, like, in the streets of America. Like, they're screaming certified pedophile at parties. Like, it's not good at this point. There's nowhere to go.
Before, Jason, even with you, my biggest argument was like, when the summer comes, they're all going to be jamming to Drake again. And I don't think that they are not going to. I think that they will, but also, like, I think they're also gonna be laughing at you too. So it's like,
he's in the studio with every writer he can get to cook up the banger of all bangers. Like, there's no way, that's the only way to come back from this.
Even if he does like the songs that we love, like, well, that people like where it's like the poppy catch songs or whatever, like, then like it's gonna be like, well, you were just criticizing him for doing pop music.
I feel like he's gonna have to take a little bit of a break. Like, he's not
gonna do the rap stuff because Kendrick has already like clowned him about that. Like, Drake has to like gotta do a country album.
No, hey. Drake's gonna have to go full Canadian, come out with that accent that Kendrick Lamar said he has, and just done.
Like, a Bad Bunny or something. I don't know. He's got
Bad Bunny might work, but I think that you gotta kiss the black people away though, because you can't go back to Atlanta to balance them checkbooks.
No, it ain't gonna happen. He did sell his house in LA.
He can hit those accents that he
I think he's bought a ranch in Texas, so maybe he's going to be down in your area.
Let me go with the country, y'all. He ready for it. Drake already know what time it is. He's going to put that cowboy hat on and get busy.
Like Lil Nas X, like kind of like that?
Or Beyonce.
Okay. Speaking of beefs, The Game and Rick Ross are beefing in what has to be the most an interesting beef in rap history. Are you guys interested in seeing what the game's message to Rick Ross is, or do you?
Yes.
Okay. So he's calling him the serial killer, and he's saying that basically, you're posting bottled up dog piss, which is talking about his alcohol, and crouching by cars like it's going to get you out of this ass whooping. It ain't. He released a song about Rick Ross. I didn't find it worthy enough to clip because I'm not really sure what this beef is about. It just seems like the game was bored and wanted someone to beef with and tried to bait Rick Ross into beefing with him, and it didn't happen. He calls him chicken legs and says, you can't whoop my ass or out-rap me, so post all the cars and fake watches you want to. The real fan's going to see through you in that wide-back music. Instead of Maybach music, wide-back music. I mean,
again, the title of the show today has to be We're All Fat. Like, this is what we keep doing. Everything's fat shame. It's crazy.
No one cares. I agree with Eric. He called him a human Capri Sun pouch body shaped nigga. They wrapped it up.
Why does the game look just like that one singer dude?
Jedediah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Classic man.
Yeah.
Jedenna.
Yeah, him.
That's his name. Yeah, I think this is very uninteresting. Like, we don't know what the origin is. We can't trace it. What's going on?
Bored. Boredom on the game's board.
Like, the game just wanted to get in. Is he, like, mad because he feels like Rick Ross is bullying Drake? Like, what's happening?
Yes, I think mostly that's what it is. But it's interesting because the game is from L.A., so you would feel like he would align himself with Kendrick. But maybe he's jealous of Kendrick for some reason. Drake, you know, he's done songs with Drake before, so I get it.
Well, you know, the game is still bitter about that Super Bowl performance that he wasn't invited to. Like, they had everybody there except for him. So, like,
I didn't notice that he wasn't there until you literally just said something.
Yeah, like, it was everybody that was there. I think Kendrick was a part of it too.
No, Kendrick was. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's why the game won smoke. That's why.
Oh, that makes sense.
So in this little thing, he said, he was saying that people record disses for people that they want to. He basically said people like choose who they want to beef with. And at this point, like, game. Like, you're not choosing to beef with Kendrick Lamar. You're choosing to beef with Rick Ross. If you have a problem with Kendrick,
except people
like, in the spot that you feel like you had, why don't you just attack Kendrick instead of going after Rick Ross for whatever reason?
He said people choose who they want to beef with?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's how it works. It might not be in that screenshot, but he said it in another post. He said,
people, I believe he said it, but like, that's, you know, that's how it works. I choose who I want to fight.
Yeah, I mean, not to be, you know, that person, but like, if I'm going to beef with Drake, I think that was worth my time. It's entertaining. I'm not wasting time beefing with the game.
And Rick Ross is like, look, I came at Drake. Drake didn't respond to me. And you came at me. I wasn't even talking to you. So I'm going to ignore you, too. So I get why Rick Ross. We're spending way too much time on the most uninteresting rap beef of all time.
Well, this is the most uninteresting rap beef.
This is actually kind of interesting. Last but not least, P. Diddy's son, emphasis on the P. Christian Combs might be out of depth after releasing a diss track aimed at 50 Cent in his father's honor. However, some lyrics in the diss seem more confessional, if anything else. Here's what Christian had to say about 50.
I dare one of you niggas scream out, no Diddy.
Fuck that nigga.
Bro, glow with me. Baddies, they ready to go with me. I just nod and they know to go get him. Put this shit on wax. All that gossip shit is whack. When all they had was 50 Cent, who put this city on the map? Stop lying. Possibly hated on by many men. And nigga, that's fine. They gon' try to stop these M&Ms. And they gon' die trying. Pull up to the south side. We locked in, we got ties. Don't give a fuck about no blogs. Cause we really outside. Probably hating cause we rich. He must think we fucked this bitch. Knock them walls down like when them Fetty boys ran in both our cribs. Too bad they ain't know we bought the one next door cause that's the one they missed. How y'all talking like a nigga time up? Throwing shade, get your shines up. Asking where my pops at, he on a G6 in the lineup.
So if you didn't hear, Christian alluded to there being another house where all the stash, quote unquote, was that the Fetties weren't able to get because they own multiple houses on the block. 50 Cent had this to say about that revelation. Now, why would you say some ish like this when you know the feds are investigated? Is you stupid or is you dumb? LOL. You sold 6,000 copies of your last project. You should not be on vacation. Still chasing the dream or embracing the nightmare. Standing by your man. that I respect. So 50, he's going light.
Second one was about Meek Mill, because Meek Mill jumped into it too, which was very.
Oh, so Meek Mill's the one that sold 6,000? I thought he was talking about Christian.
Yeah,
no, yeah, that second one was about Meek Mill.
I don't even know Christian.
Interchangeable, I guess.
I mean, does Christian Combs have an album?
I think he did come out with an album when he had, because he was on a tour.
I think that's worse than anything.
I know he was on a song with Pop Smoke, but after he died.
Well, I think he came.
He was on a song with Kodak Black, too.
His flow is trash, by the way.
I think he's going to get a compliment.
No, his flow is trash.
His stage presence is great, though.
Where?
It might be.
He did he came out with an EP in 2020.
Where's the stage presence you speak of?
Like when you see him perform at the BET Awards.
You seen him perform?
Yeah, that's how I'm talking.
With Diddy. I've never seen him perform by himself. His one song. Like, of course he didn't perform by himself.
So he's being the Diddy to Diddy that Diddy was to Biggie. Yep. So he's Diddy's Diddy like Diddy was Biggie's Diddy.
Except when he does it, Diddy does it with him, so he doesn't get off the stage. Diddy's like, I can let you go far, but only so far, because I still got to, you know.
They both just all are shaking?
Yeah, we're going to do it together. And also, just prayers for Meek Mill, though. Like, I really want my Philly brother to stay out of this. Like, it's, please leave this alone. It's not making you look good.
So we wish Meek Mill the absolute best. Is that something that we can win?
Absolutely.
Okay. Moving on to another beef. This is one between the aunties and Anita Baker. Dex, what's wrong?
I can't win. All my people that I love are like just doing the most.
She was reportedly scheduled to perform at 7 p.m. in Atlanta this past Saturday, May 11th, as part of a Mother's Day special. However, after concert goers began piling into State Farm Arena, they discovered that Anita actually would not be performing, sparking widespread criticism online. One person writing, Anita Baker canceled that concert in Atlanta last minute in his Mother's Day weekend and still didn't give her fans an explanation. That's nasty work. Another woman, Anita Baker is not above criticism. That issue pulled tonight is unacceptable. There are claps in there for the podcast listeners, so I didn't clap for no reason. And that's on Sweet Love. More from people pissed at Anita Baker.
Anita bald-headed ass, they canceled the concert. I've been waiting for her since January, and her bald-headed ass canceled the concert. Look at us. We all standing out here ready. Ready, wait, and her bald-headed ass canceled the concert last minute. Piss, Anita.
Damn. Piss. We have more.
This is to Anita Baker. I can't stand you. You took my mother's Mother's Day gift from her, that she really wanted to enjoy your show. I'm telling you now, I hope this gets to you. Don't come back to Atlanta, for you are not welcome. You got these old people out here with these sticks, walkers. They came to see you. And you had the audacity to cancel.
And then you put this up here, we find out when we get out the train, everybody that spent their money to pay $60 for parking and all that. It's all good. Don't come to the 8 no more.
Sound like a threat.
I don't care about these people. At the end of the day, Anita Baker announced a farewell tour in what, 2018? I went to the show and I had an amazing time. Y'all trying to still see Anita Baker in 2024 after she announced a farewell tour years ago? That's on you. I don't care about
what y'all. What do you mean, Dex? If the show is available and tickets are available for sale.
You should have bought the tickets when she was doing her residency in Vegas and I went to Vegas. You should have bought the tickets then when I bought mine. You didn't. So you miss out. I don't care. We're not going to take no
other. Like, Anita Baker is old. Like, she probably got sick.
Yeah, she was hot.
Like, an old woman.
And let me say one more thing. You talking about people out there with their walkers and sticks and canes or whatever. Sticks. You should have been there. You should have been at home listening to the album. I don't feel bad for her. But you're not going to threaten to miss Anita Baker like that. You're not going to do it.
She said don't show up. She ain't threatening.
Guess what? I won't. Just like I didn't this time.
At Crown B said, I just want Grandma Anita Baker to know that Atlanta makes people pay $55 to park by that arena. I'm just saying.
Okay.
At Ola's Truth says, I don't know too much about why Anita Baker keeps canceling shows. Maybe I want to give her grace since I've heard rumors about her health worsening. Many aging and disabled artists are forced to work in old age, not because they want to, but are forced to due to mounting bills. So that's true. We don't know what's going on with Anita. So we must protect Dex, protect Miss Anita at all costs.
At all costs. And if she cancels the show, she cancels the show. None of them people look like they was dressed to go to a show anyway. Dex.
You don't feel bad because it was Mother's Day though, Dex. Like,
why you want to go to your concert with your? Why you want to go to a concert at your, with your mom on Mother's Day? Go cook her a dinner. Go to the Golden Corral or something like that.
I mean, it's a concert. Who wouldn't want to see Anita Baker on Mother's Day? I feel like that's the perfect time to see Anita Baker.
Well, not for them.
not for them and not for her. All right. In more serious news. Livingston Allen, better known as DJ Academics, is facing a lawsuit alleging rape, sexual assault, and defamation. The lawsuit filed by Zaya Abashi accuses DJ Academics of orchestrating her assault at his New Jersey home in July of 2022. Abashi claims that after being drugged and raped by two men at Academics' house, she woke up to find Academics allegedly raping her. She further alleges that Academics attempted to destroy evidence of the assault and defamed her by suggesting that she willingly participated in an orgy. Despite bringing her allegations to the police and undergoing a rape kit, Abashi initially chose not to press charges. However, she has since filed a lawsuit against Academics after allegations surfaced publicly. Academics has denied the accusations, saying in a Rumble stream today, it was a shakedown, claiming that police investigation cleared him of any wrongdoing previously. He maintains that he was not involved in the assault and accuses Abashi of attempting to extort him for money. Although there is video footage of the attack and recording of Academics saying that she got trained, quote unquote, by his men out on the patio, there were no charges filed at the time. How do you guys feel about hip hop and the culture in general? Because this is a conversation we've had to have for a while. Constantly pushing people like this to be the top people, like people that, and I know the more exposure you get, the more skeletons that, you know, you're unlikely to uncover in someone. But it just seems like everybody that gets pushed by hip hop media has a huge skeleton, like Joe Budden. You're talking about DJ Academics. People will have very bad pasts and seem always to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to perception and access and also platforming.
Yeah, but I don't want you to use the word past when it comes to this situation specifically, because this happened in 2022. So mm-hmm. This wasn't something that he did in the past. This is something that you did after being...
Right. This isn't the first thing that's come up.
I get that, but I'm just saying, like, this is one of those situations where this is a person who's just a little too big for his britches and you feel like you're untouchable. And that's why you feel like you can do this stuff. You don't respect women. And it's very clear. And we've seen that throughout time with him. And I'm sure there's other stuff in his past. The only advice I have for DJ Academics is to not drop the soap when he goes to jail. And I pray that he makes it to jail.
Yeah, because it's not going to be pretty for him. He's one of those people who is extremely polarizing, mostly hated and irritating. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in jail who resent him. Ty, how do you feel about the way the hip hop sort of platforms and recognizes people like Academics in the mainstream media?
Listen, this
because what do you know about Academics outside of him just being like a shock jock, right?
I don't know anything about him besides him being irritating and loving the hell out of Drake
and Tory Lanez for that matter.
Yeah, and this story not helping, you know, anything. Those allegations or anything else.
Anything.
I don't have anything to say about this guy. I mean, the video came out a while ago. We saw the video. Well, we didn't see the video, but I heard about the video, and it just didn't put him in a good light. I don't know, think he should be really speaking about this stuff. Like, you need to go to court and talk about this. I don't know.
He has a rumble check to collect he's got to be on stream 24/7.
Yeah, I think that's another thing in our culture that we do. We like pacify this stuff too. Like, it's like he's going on a platform, a streaming platform, and talking about a very legal situation and dismissing it as if it's no big deal. And there's still people who are listening to him and supporting him and what he does when there's video evidence that he's committed a crime.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what people do. They just pretend stuff doesn't happen because they like somebody. Until, like, you know, I get that you're innocent until proven guilty, but
goddamn. Right. Somewhat off topic though, like, did he actually posted a bunch of pictures the other day for like Mother's Day, and then he posted this thing with himself and his kids on the beach, and like people were like liking it, and like, are we pretending like we don't know like what? I don't understand this whole like, we're not gonna believe women, and like, we're gonna just like take Diddy's side for this because we like him. Like,
just look at R. Kelly. It was very apparent how far fans are willing to go to ignore something.
This situation here is like super weird because, like, you're saying, oh, like, she's claiming you guys gang raped her, and you're like, oh, we just trained her. No, you didn't have permission.
Well, he's saying he wasn't involved. He's saying he didn't do anything, where she's saying three people had sex with her. He's saying two people had sex with her, and one of them wasn't me. She's saying he did after those two people had her. Now, what happened was she was wearing a wire, and she was talking to academics, and academics actually showed her video. He admitted to what happened and everything. And that's where I think he's going to get effed up in all of this. But we'll see how everything pans out. In a police deposition, academics described it as, quote unquote, his men training her, whatever that means. Right. Right. He later recanted and said that he understands how those words can be misleading or whatever. But you said it, like, yes, we can understand how they could be misleading because you said the words. What are you talking about? Like, stupid. So, once again, I'll remind you guys, all these guys, academics, but they're all scum, okay? So follow at your risk. If you like those shows for entertainment reasons, just know that you're watching people who have extreme problems in their past and, you know, allowing yourself.
Yeah, I will say, in the same scope, you know who does not have those issues?
Us.
Yeah.
Hey. Because we give advice, right? Time for Q&A. I got a question. The most we've ever done is told a girl that she reminded us of Ursula. Ty, do you want to do Q&A today?
Actually,
I'm okay with it.
Okay, because Dex has a Dexter, a DDI.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's a DDI day. Dexter does it. Guys, you just wait. Dexter does it is back tonight. Here we go. Time for Q&A. This one's called Prickly Situation.
Ooh, I don't even want to know what this is about. Oh, Jason,
come on.
Oh, I just wait for it to come out. Sorry. I'm a cis woman. While drunk, I revealed to my boyfriend that I shave my face about once a week to remove stubble. We've never been intimate due to religious reasons, but ever since then, he's been acting weird and distant. He started questioning whether or not I'm transgender, and now he rubs my face more often when he sees me. I feel like he's constantly scrutinizing my chin, and it's making me incredibly uncomfortable. I wish I never said anything, but it wasn't a lie. I just don't know if his behavior is genuine concern or if he's using this as an excuse to pressure me into revealing more. What should I do? Revealing more?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want you to like show him?
Yeah, but there's one way to prove it. But maybe that's what he's trying to do. I think you should leave.
I think this relationship is over.
Yeah, I feel like you made the mistake in telling him that. And now, you know how sometimes you get an ick with someone and you can't just shake it? Like, you see, and it's not even someone that you have to be intimate with, but like, you see something about someone that you just can't shake and it's an ick that just stays with you. That's probably what this guy has with you now. And you effed up. I admit you effed up by telling him that you shave your face, but maybe that was just an ick that he's never going to get past.
I don't so quite just, think that's where she messed up.
Don't tell the next person this, but I feel like you need to leave.
I don't think that's where she messed up at.
Where she messed up at?
In that first line. is, if you are a woman and you refer to yourself as a cis woman, that's a red flag.
Well, she did have to delineate the fact that she's not transgender.
Like, to she who?
Had to us.
If you feel like you got to prove it to us, I can only imagine what you're doing to him. I'm just saying. I don't think
that's a red flag just by saying.
To me, that's a red flag. Because if you come out there, you'd be like, oh, I'm a cisgender woman or a cis woman.
She's just trying to explain who she is so we know in context.
Using terms that most of us don't use.
What do you mean most of us? I use them.
I use terms like that.
You call yourself cis male?
No, I do not. I call myself a male. It's not
uncommon for me to hear it in my environment, put it that way.
Well, let's go to the next topic because I was so nice today and I'm not finna get
There's
in trouble.
There's nothing wrong with Californians explaining the fact if they're a cis woman, a cis man, a transgender woman, or a transgendered man. It just is what it is. It's society, Dex.
I don't have an issue with it. I'm just saying in this context, I just think it's a little weird to lead with it. And then especially with the context of what you're actually dealing with.
What should she do?
Don't talk to me. Because to be honest, if you're with somebody and they think that you're not the sex that you tell them that you are, like, why would you even bother with them?
That's what I'm saying. So you agree with me that they need to leave?
I agree with you, but
it's a weird situation to even be considering. Like, he's like rubbing your face and like doing stuff. Like, he doesn't trust that you're a woman. It's weird. Like,
and you're not, like, unless you feel like
it's super common for women to grow like little hairs on there. It's not like uncommon.
Yes, but to be honest with you, if my wife told me that I go and I shave my face every day, I'm leaving her. I don't need to know that. Like, there's things that you do in the bathroom. There's things I do in the bathroom that is our business. And it has nothing to do with the other person. And also, if y'all not having sex for religious reasons, why are you drinking like a fish for it? Like, what's going on here?
You too much in that business, Dex. Like, you need, maybe that's
a part of business.
Maybe that's a weakness that they feel like they can exploit. Look, that's.
So y'all never
seen. I don't know what religion they're in. Maybe the religion that they're in accounts for one and not the other.
Not possible. No,
it is possible. What do you mean?
What religion is that?
I don't know. They didn't describe what their religion is.
They have sex, but you can get drunk enough to get people confessionals.
I'm sure there's a religion out there where it's permitted to get drunk but not have sex. There's
and they both in the same religion. Okay.
She didn't say we're aligned. She just said for religious reasons. Maybe her one doesn't.
Well, he's trying to trick her into seeing more.
I think that's
I think what she's alluding to.
Not that. I think he wants to have sex. And he's like, you know what? Let me see. So then he's gonna put the moves
let
on.
Let me grab your chin. Let me see about this.
Because who's getting out by rubbing on somebody's chin?
Are you sure let me feel your Adam's apple. Are you sure like he's doing that type of stuff to pressure her into revealing?
I like to know how long y'all was together too, because it really doesn't matter at this point.
No, at this point, I think there's no coming back. Like, you have to leave. He's going to be feeling your chin.
Well, sir, I hope you find another cis woman that you can have a good time with. For more questions, please hit us up at www.brotalk.live. Actually, not you don't write us no more, but everybody else who has, like, reasonable questions, hit us up at www.brotalklive.com/questions. Beyonce.
It wasn't even your segment to close. It was Ty's segment.
Oh, because I had to wrap it up because that really pissed me off. And the court, I let you feel me.
All right. Video phone tonight. The category is called QCC, questions, comments, concerns.
And that's right.
You like that? You like that? QCC. You should put that on your door, Ty. Questions, comments, concerns.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Which clip moves on? This first one's called Losing Louise.
All right, so a lot of people ask, how long does it take to fall asleep from with the anesthesia? Louise here is gonna show us how long. Start counting back from 100.
100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92,
Luisa went to glory out like a light. Shout out to Luisa, she was good. Do you guys think you'll last past 84?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm currently in trouble for that last segment. So many people are texting me now about the last segment.
Good.
Just get it off the show, because.
Do you think she woke back up?
I sure would hope so.
It's touch and go.
Why are there medical procedures on social media, though? What's wrong with people?
Yeah, the next one's called Devil Spit. Here we go.
Come on.
Chill.
You chill, okay? I'm going to chill your ass. Chill you in the grave.
You going to kill me?
Bury myself.
So you really threatening me right now?
Threatening
you? You just spit on me, man.
That's a devil spit.
Watch out with that crazy man now.
Come on with it then. Is it crazy? You've been crazy all your life. How can you leave me alone now?
You messing with me? You came out here. I'm out here chilling.
You don't know how to chill.
Questions, comments, concerns? Anything?
So.
Hawk up a loogie.
Let me tell you something.
Devil spit.
It could not be bad. You're gonna get it first. I promise you that. As soon as you start, I'm gonna throw.
What you gonna throw? You can't throw nothing at no old people. You about to get in trouble again, Dex. You're gonna get a lot more text.
I hate this show. I can't say nothing.
Was that his grandma?
I would assume so.
Girl, I'm about to put paws on grandma if she ever did that to me. Ain't about to spit on me.
You can't be putting your hands on your grandma. That's not going to happen.
That earlier in our show's history, that had something grandma's drink. It was probably that grandma.
Next up, Hammock Boy.
I would like to see the sign that says no hammocks.
We've got a whole.
Where's the no hammock sign?
We've got a whole list of things. No.
I can't see you. You can't see me.
If you don't come out of that,
I'm not here.
Call the police.
No.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You can't
stop me.
Oh my god.
I won't be stopped. I said I won't be stopped.
Oh my god.
You see that?
Are you
going to
get out of
there, man? Yeah? I'm like an anaconda.
Oh my god.
You're going to give yourself a concussion.
You can't have a
panic
in there, dude.
Come on, just drive the bus. Everyone's got places to go.
I don't think we can. Can you get down so we can get where we're going? Please?
Dude,
please. I'm staying in the hammock.
I'm not moving this bus. You know what? There's AC in
here. Dude, get down. I'm not getting down.
Get down. Get down. We have places to go. That's the one right there.
Hammock boy. When he starts spinning around. Where's the sign that says no hammocks?
When he started spinning that thing around, that boy is he's something else.
He's on something.
What drug do you think that is? That's my question.
That stuff that lady was on with the sleeping stuff? That's what he did.
My comment is, some things don't have signs because they're implied. And my concern is that I would definitely save up for a car after this encounter.
I'd be fighting the bus driver because, look, I don't got time to deal with this boy. You drive this bus because I got to get off.
But you have to, it's like,
move the bus.
There's no hammock sign, so
it's not. So get in front of that bus and drive.
You know, if you're on that bus, you probably also got one of them jobs that they're not understanding when you're late. So
what you gonna say to your boss when you're late? There was a man on the hammock on the bus. They're gonna be like, "John, right. You're fired."
If you need this hammock to go down and move this, and I'm about to be late, I'm gonna get that hammock now.
You gonna help the bus driver?
Absolutely.
No, I'm gonna drive the bus because I got to get to work.
I'm gonna slide that hammock down, and I'm gonna throw his behind right off that bus.
That means he set that hammock up too. Like he had to set it up and then climb in.
He set it up good too. He was spinning in it. He did a good job.
That's
He did a good job.
It might not have been a drug, you know. It might have just been something completely sober that he wanted to do.
No. He definitely got his little ego badge because he did a good job with that hammock.
You don't do stuff like that, sir. That's not a sober move.
No, that's not a sober thing.
Mm-mm. All right, last but not least, this one's called Gerbil Girl.
Locked up. I want them locked up.
Is that a concern?
I'm very concerned about that. Why would you
a concern or a comment? Which one is that? Concern.
I want them locked up. Why would you take that to that girl's bed like that? And she don't get up there and drink it.
Who you get thirsty in the middle of the night? Like
get you a bottle of
sit on the side of a light on a nightstand.
Really?
Maybe she spills it or something like that, you know.
I'll spill
it. You know, like when you were a kid, you lay down in a bed and you had that little water bottle and you pour it over your face and you almost drown because you forget to sit up. So maybe she's done that in the past. Okay, well, and this is like a remedy for that.
It's not a remedy for that.
Your kid's like, why did you get the gerbil thing? Why don't you just get the girl a dog bow? What's up?
She was proud of that.
And that's not water in there. What was that? Why is it that color?
Pissy apple juice.
I think it was a bottle that was that color. You think it was a liquid that was that color?
Yeah, I think it was the liquid that color. I think okay. Apple juice ain't that color. The apple juice is darker than that. You know what that looked like to me?
Pissy. You know that stuff was pissy. Like they be peeing in that bed all types of night. They be waking up 2 o'clock in the morning drinking all that water. They be that bed be pissy as hell. It's so crazy in there.
The word pissy is so funny to me.
You have never seen the level of saturation in a bed that you probably have seen in that one. Disgusting. All right, so which one moves on for you guys in the category? Losing Louise, Hammock Boy, Devil Spit, or Gerbil Girl?
They're not touching Hammock Boy.
I do need to see Will's reaction to Gerbil Girl, though.
I know. I wish he was here. He was supposed to be on tonight, but he's still exhausted from his trip to the army. He'll be back next week, he says. But yes, maybe we'll play Gerbil Girl for him next week for a bonus edition.
Yes, please. But Hammock Boy wins this one.
Hammock Boy, the winner, Eagle Scout Hammock King. Yes. congratulations, you've made it to the next step in the Bro Talk Awards. Time for DDI. Dexter does it.
And here we go.
Dexter does it, you ain't know I'm the man. Trying out the favors, sticking with the plan. Gonna take you on a journey, show you how it's done. Dexter's in the house, let's have some fun.
Welcome to a brand new edition of Dexter Does It. I'm your host, Dexter Stuckey. Super excited to be here. All right, so today's Dexter Does It is going to be the Oreo Sour Patch Kids. Sorry if you guys can't see it. But I always see these random flavors of Oreos, and I'm always like, oh, this is disgusting. But like,
it does sound disgusting.
Yeah, but it's a limited edition, so I wanted to try it. It's Oreo Sour Patch Kids flavor with cookie and cream with colorful inclusions. And it literally says on here, artificially flavored. So we really shouldn't be eating stuff like this. But that's let's so see what good. It's in for. Now, this is my first time opening it.
Are you sure this is going to be okay?
Huh?
Do you already have, is that Oreo residue on your sweatshirt? What's going on there?
No, this is actually a shirt that's made by. That's the paint shirt. Okay. Yeah, it's called, the brand is called Splatter Me This, Splatter Me That. And they make shirts with logos and they do splatter.
That does not sound. Is that company still in existence?
Yes, I actually ordered some more stuff from there. I actually ordered you guys something from there, too.
Are they a friend of the show? Do they watch
this? Yes, they are.
Okay, I don't want to curse that.
All right, so here's the Oreo. Smells like a regular Oreo. It's the golden.
Does it have, like, little chips?
It does. I don't know if you can see it, but the chips are there.
Okay, of sourness.
Mm-hmm. And then it's also chips inside of the actual Oreo, too.
Oh, okay. So can we do a taste test? Yeah, let's do a taste test of just a plain cracker first. So is the cracker any different than a golden Oreo?
No. The cracker tastes regular.
Okay, no sweetness difference.
I've never had a golden Oreo.
Are you crazy?
You ain't live.
Why, are they better?
Mm-hmm.
Not better, but they're good.
Better. The cream doesn't taste as good. Okay. It does has like it's like it has like the sour taste to it. But I think when you taste when you taste sour stuff with food, it doesn't hit well.
What do you mean with food? Are you considering the cookie food?
Like the cream of it. Like, you know, if you taste something sour, if it's like candy, it's not that big of a deal. But when you taste sour, like the cream like this, it doesn't taste good.
Okay. You know, okay.
Seem like a great idea. Because like if you eat a cookie and it's sour, it gives your brain like, oh, there's something wrong with it. Like sour cream.
All right. So you've done it separately. Now, can you do it as a cookie? And let's just see if the experience is any different as it was intended to be eaten because you separated them to eat the first time.
This will be Milk's favorite cookie. Where's your milk?
Yeah, where's the milk?
I don't drink no milk.
Oh my God. Dexter, you didn't.
Are you have Oreos and water?
Yeah, he's drinking water. No wonder it's not going to taste good. Like jail food. You been in jail before?
It actually tastes better as a full thing together.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. I was thinking. Okay.
But that is what
Dexter
does it.
No, we're not done. Let's go ahead and down that one. You have a full sleeve of this. We're not just going to let you eat three. Like, come on.
Just, I don't know if I can eat more of this.
We have a couple more experiences that we want
to do. Do I have no almond milk or anything? We need you to add some milk.
I'm not putting this
milk. Well, finish that. Finish that one. We need you to get the full experience.
What else do you need me to do? Because I don't want to eat no more.
I want you to do a sandwich. So I want to. I just want to see the cream. I want to know if the cream ratio is too dense or too sharp, I should say, for the cookie ratio. I think if you were to combine two of them, it actually might dumb it down. It actually might be tasty.
This is stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, let's see if you can bite through it.
No one does that with regular Oreos. Why would you do that with these? That's just nasty.
I like it.
I told you, I'm so good at this game. I'm the best.
When you put two together, it actually doesn't taste as bad. I like that.
There you go. Okay. So there we go.
This has been another edition of Dexter Does It. I do it so you don't have to.
What were those called? Sour Patch Kid Oreos?
Mm-hmm.
Would you buy those again?
Never.
Do they come in chocolate flavor or is it just the golden?
I only seen it in this flavor.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine that in chocolate, though.
They want to know, Rashana wants to know, how is your stomach after that Pepsi and pickle juice?
You really want to know? Not good.
Not good?
Mm-mm.
Was the next day a special experience?
The next day?
No, the next day. Same night. Same night. Wow. Okay. It went right through you, huh?
Passed on right through. It's like a laxative. But you know what's crazy though? I've seen more posts about that happening like lately. Like more people have been posting about doing that. Like that's like a thing.
I have a question about this milk thing. So if you don't drink milk, do you eat cereal at all?
No, I don't eat cereal. I think cereal for kids.
Oh. Well, it's not. In case you were wondering.
It is. So if you go to a store and something has an animal cartoon character on the cover of it, it's for kids.
My cereal doesn't.
What you eat?
I eat Raisin Bran Crunch.
Well, that's for grandpops. So.
It's a delicious cereal.
It sure is acting the age.
Raisin Bran is such an old man cereal.
First of all, it's not Raisin Bran. The crunch is the active element of it. You know,
that's even worse.
I don't drive a Nissan Rogue. I drive a Nissan Rogue Sport. So yep. I'm actually cooler than the people who would drive a regular Nissan Rogue. Same thing with Raisin Bran Crunch.
Like, people who eat Raisin Bran do it because like they have an issue going to the bathroom. Like people eat Raisin Bran for fiber purposes. And only old people have those issues. Like you're an old man. That is crazy.
Raisin Bran Crunch is delicious. And they frost the little the bran flakes so it's a little sweeter. It's a wonderful cereal.
Raisin Bran Crunch, though, isn't their logo like a sun, like a cartoon sun?
Yes. Okay. Does that mean it for kids? The sun's for kids?
Jason.
No, it's for old man. You hit that sun about to set, honey.
Ty, do you eat cereal?
Yeah, I love cereal.
What kind do you eat?
I mostly just like to eat Frosted Flakes.
With the tiger on the cover?
With the tiger on it. All right, well, Corn Pops. We eat Corn Pops. Corn Pops don't have anything on it.
I eat Life. I think Corn Pops taste disgusting.
You say you eat Life?
Yeah.
Don't talk about Jason no more because you actually are older than he is. That
life,
is y'all are,
life
y'all
is a nursing home cereal.
Y'all
life,
be, like,
life is an old man cereal, but it's so good.
Life is so old. Whatever box you get, you have to check the date because the design has not changed in decades. Life, actually, you know what I actually also like? I like Cocoa Krispies. Those are delicious.
I do like those.
What is that?
Like the, you know, the Flintstones ones with Bam Bam on it.
Yeah, it looks like a Rice Krispie treat with chocolate. They're just so good.
Fruit. What did it call?
Fruity Pebbles. Yeah, it's
not the version of Fruity Pebbles.
Yes. It's the black version of Fruity Pebbles.
You been eating that now?
Not no more. I did like that one. I never really got into Cookie Crisps because I didn't even like the idea of cookies in the morning. That wasn't something that I was interested in. But yeah, Raisin Bran, I've always come back to it. It's a staple in the household.
If I were to eat cereal, I would eat Corn Pops or I would eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, so the child
I won't eat that now. Like I'm 36 years old. Like I'm not doing that.
No, man, I don't think you age out of cereal.
I do think you age out of cereal. I think that's gonna be my.
Next, you be eating big breakfasts. What you be having?
You don't need a big, huge breakfast. Sometimes you just want a little cereal.
I don't eat huge breakfasts. If I were to eat
pancakes and cantaloupe,
I don't eat pancakes. I don't eat that stuff. I eat overnight oats. Maybe I have a piece of bacon and an over easy egg.
Overnight oats are disgusting, but that's a conversation.
But you eat cereal, so let's.
I love that. Overnight oats.
You don't do
that's
it right.
That's talking about me being old.
You don't do it right. You
the overnight oats is not old. That's young people stuff. They might all sitting there preparing the oats today. It's young people stuff. That people got young time on their hands.
Yeah, so you eat cream of wheat?
I'm in California, so it's kind of hot. Not normally.
I never eat stuff like that because I'm young.
I like cream of wheat though. I do eat grits.
I know.
And I fixed them with sugar and butter. So debate your mama, but that's the correct way to do so. And what I say goes because my birthday's tomorrow. So don't forget, everyone, when the show wraps, East Coast time, you'll have about an hour before you can go online and wish me a happy birthday on your favorite social channel. Feel free to do so at JSN Daily, DAILEY. If you have my number, send me a text. I appreciate that. I'm not going to put my Cash App and all that stuff because I'm not one of y'all. I do have a Cash App.
You are one of them.
I mean, that's because I pay people.
No, but they be putting their Cash Apps for their birthday.
For your birthday.
No, I'm not doing it.
Y'all Cash App, Jason. How are you turning 36?
Thank you so much for your love. Don't forget, if you want to give me a really good birthday gift, this is what you can do. Like, subscribe, tell a friend about the show. Post about it. Let everybody know it's the best show on Tuesday nights that no one's talking about, Bro Talk Live. And I will appreciate that as much as anything. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. We will see you guys next week. Peace out.